Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hello, New York. This is John Katsimatidis, and today we have with us Eric Adams, one of the leading candidates for mayor of the city of New York. And how are you, Eric?
Doing well, John. It's good to be on Cats. Things are going well, and I'm just being focused right now.
Well, it's good to see you in the top lineup. You're in the top two or top three in New York right now. And how do I say it? You're in a fight for your life because it can make a real difference to New York and a real difference to Eric Adams. Tell all New Yorkers a little bit about yourself that for New Yorkers that don't know you yet.
Thank you. And I'm a New Yorker. New Yorkers know me because I am them. And if you want to look over my life on how I got here, it's the same way all New Yorkers have arrived at their level of success. Growing up, born in Brownsville, growing up in South Jamaica, Queens, I had an unfortunate encounter with police officers. Instead of saying, woe is me, I said, why not me? I went inside the police department and fought for justice. Many people don't understand, but they go together. And that is what I looked after when I was in the police department after serving for 22 years, rising through the ranks, becoming a captain. I eventually retired and became a state senator and became the first person of color to be the borough president in Brooklyn. And I remain consistent on how do we end inequalities and how do we have our city move from being dysfunctional and functional so that we can provide for all New Yorkers.
Well, I understand you've been borough president now for, 8 years?
Yes, this is my 8th year now.
And in 8 years, the last 8 years, Brooklyn has been transformed into a different world. I mean, the old adage was that Brooklyn would be the fourth largest city in the country if it was a city by itself. And so many people have invested billions of dollars in Brooklyn, and thank you for your leadership. And Brooklyn is one of the leading boroughs of the whole city. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is. And we've had an amazing economic boom, one of the largest number of startups in the borough. The state controller's report really shows how well we have done as a borough. But we can go even farther if we really take our city from being a siloed place to a de-siloed place. And when I say that, I tell New Yorkers all the time, cities are made up of agencies. And if those agencies are not operating together to correct the issues in our city, then it doesn't matter how much money we spend, we're going to continue to have an inferior product. I'm going to de-silo our city that we can move together as a team to correct the inefficiencies and really, I believe, the inequities in the city.
Give us your vision, your big, big vision for New York City. I mean, at one time, when I ran for mayor zillion years ago, 8 years ago, my vision, I wanted to have a World's Fair. Give us your vision of what you want to see during your term as mayor.
Well, number one, I'm going to keep leaning into improving inequalities. I want to see a city where we are educating our children so they can have a bright future. When you look at the fact that 65% of black and brown children are not meeting proficiencies every year. If you don't educate, you will incarcerate. And that's reflected in the incarceration numbers. But also want a place where we can attract new businesses and new opportunities, where we can be the center of life science, cybersecurity, self-driving cars, drones, technology. If we create businesses and attract businesses here, we will move people into the middle class. And right now we have decimated the middle class and we're losing those opportunities.
We found out that the mayor in the last 4 years, the mayor of a city has a lot of power. What would you do different than Mayor de Blasio has done?
Well, number one, I keep going back to education. We have a great 3K, pre-K program, but we need to get our children earlier than pre-K and 3K. I would give mothers doulas. Not only does it help with the birth of children, but also early childhood development is something that we have overlooked. I will also focus on children who have learning disabilities and who deal with things such as dyslexia. When you look at the end of our system, you're finding that those young children turn into adults that fill our prison population. And then it's encouraged employment. Caps, we had over 300,000 jobs pre-COVID that we couldn't fill. We're not just experiencing an employment issue. We're dealing with a skill issue. So we need to create a real pipeline with employment, partnering with our corporations to identify the skills that are needed and ensure that young people are able to get those skills and fill the jobs in the city.
One of the visions I had is I wanted to build more technical schools like we used to have aviation high school. We used to have an automotive high school that it teaches people or kids to work with their hands and be able to get a job. Are you an advocate of something like that?
Yes, I am. I believe it's crucial that we build out the CTE programs in our city. I have an amazing project at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. It's a STEAM center. 9 high schools feed into that center. They're in a real work environment, learning that they can go and become employed. We need to look at a certification program. Jobs are available in the tech field where one does not need a college degree to fill the job. These are middle-class jobs. And even as we encourage the wind farm build out here in Sunset Park area, we can train young people to be part of that industry with a certification that only costs $5,000. My plan is to allocate $5 million and really train 1,000 young people to fill these jobs so that we can start the process of not only being on the cutting edge of the environmental issues, but also the employment issue as well.
Eric Adams, you were a captain in the New York Police Department. How would you deal with the issues of crime that now exist?
Well, I believe there's a real conversation around the justice we deserve and the public safety that we need. Oftentimes, people want to separate the two. I don't join that chorus. I'm going to rebuild trust between police and communities. I'm going to make sure that we identify those officers who are abusive and who are not suitable to be to expeditiously remove them from the department. But I'm also going to make sure we focus on the uptick in gun violence and other types of violence in our city, because the prerequisite to prosperity is public safety and justice. And I'm going to ensure that. And there are ways we could, number one, diversify our department by allowing the peace officers in our city to be promoted into the police of excellent service. We can play a better role of having police officers focus on violent crime and have a civilian population handle some of the other duties that we are having our police officers do. So we need to change the entire ecosystem of public safety, and I'm going to lead the way in accomplishing that.
There's a lot of people planning to leave New York, but there's a lot of people coming to New York. Brooklyn is growing again, I understand. There's people moving back into Brooklyn. But the people that want to leave New York, what message would you send to them?
I tell them we need each other. I don't join the chorus that tells the 65,000 New Yorkers who are paying 51% of our income tax, and there are only 2% of the income tax filers. I don't join the chorus that states, so what if they leave the city? I'm just the opposite. I join the chorus that tells them we need you here. And when I speak to my high income earners, they basically state that they are fleeing because the city has become too dirty, too unsafe, and there's not an appreciation for their commitment to the city. I am going to change that narrative by making our city safe. We're going to have a clean city, and we're going to appreciate all New Yorkers, including our high-income earners.
So your message is, let me become mayor, and I'll fix things. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I am saying, let's hold on and fight to bring our city back together. We did it in the 70s during the fiscal crisis. We did it after 2001. We did it after 2008, and we could do it again. And I am clear that my leadership and style of leadership is going to revive this city. Cats, in 2 years of my administration, you're going to see a different city where we are clean, safe city and put real systems in place to run a city that function and not become a dysfunctional place like we are now.
Eric, last question. The last two mayors of the city of New York that we've had were Boston Red Sox fans. Who are you going to root for?
I'm going to root for everything New York. That includes the Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks, the Nets, the Rangers, everything New York. If you have that NY, I'm with you all the way.
Eric Adams, candidate for mayor, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Yes, take care.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.